Descendants 3 is better than High School Musical 3. For those who don't know, we are actually watching these movies back to back.
Back to back, baby.
Same director, and boy oh boy did he learn his lesson.
Shouts out to Kenny Ortega.
Yeah, my man's out here making Hocus Pocus and then making
High School Musical 1 and 2.
And then 3, and then...
We talked about that one no more. We talked about that, I know.
Descendants 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
So, like, right off the bat, you know...
Wait, hold on.
What?
I'm Marcus.
I'm Junior. Let's talk about it. So, no joke, right off the bat, let me start by asking you this question. Of the three movies, which one is your favorite? Okay, same. Now, which one is the least favorite between this and 1?
Let's talk.
I know, right? Because, like, 1 is so generic.
Yeah, 1 is, like, intro to Disney Channel original movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, super, you can feel it, you know?
Yeah.
So, you have to, some things you have to let it slide on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the first one. But number 3, it's good up until a point.
Yeah, then it's like average. It's like whatever. Yeah.
I
think the music in 1 was better than 3.
Agreed.
But 3 has good songs, but like I just prefer 1's music.
Yeah, I agree. I think I'm going to do 2 1 3.
Yeah, same.
Which is weird.
Very.
Because for High School Musical it's 1 2 3.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. And what's even funnier, though, is that, like, 1 isn't bad in this case.
Yeah.
We're like, High School Musical 3 is not good. It's so bad. Anyway, yeah, so what's interesting about this movie is the way that it starts, it could easily pick up right after 2, where we start in the aisle and it's like, yo, they're bringing in the villain kids, the VKs, over to the Auradon.
Auradon.
Yeah, right? Auradon? Yeah. Yeah, okay, cool. They're singing a song about rubbing your Glock, and basically, what's really weird, what's really weird, though, is that, for some reason, right, like, all these dances are happening and stuff, and then, like, what's it called, the Descendants kids, they're all dancing, and, you know, big opening number, and they always do a good job, but this one, they are going hard. Like, the whole dance numbers at the beginning of the song, they're going off.
Oh, and they're on the Isle of Villains.
Yes, and they're back there for the first time. It's like, oh, this is so cool. Well, not first time, because they were there in 2, but they're back there. And what's weird, though, is they come back to the home, like the Auradon, and then it's like, all right, hear me, we're bringing over 4 kids from the Isle of the Lost. Actually, no, wait, they're still in the aisle.
There.
Yeah, they're still at the aisle, you're right. So then it's like, yeah, we're taking 4 kids. It's like, all right, who are the 4 kids? Like, the daughter of Lady Tremaine, or granddaughter of Lady Tremaine?
Dizzy.
And I'm like, didn't...
Didn't Dizzy already
didn't they
get,
already get her at the...
by guards?
Yeah, in the second movie? Did they forget that? That was just a retcon, like a really bad one.
Really weird. The retcon from, like, Descendants 2 till now, it's like, it ends, Descendants 2 ends when Evie's all like, yeah, just bring over a few kids and stuff. Actually, I know somebody that you should totally bring over here. And then cut there, because after that, everything else is retcon.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, so then it's like, we're bringing over Dizzy, and then it's like, we're bringing over... one of Smee's sons, and then it's like, okay, it's like, but they're twins, so we're bringing both of them. And I said to Marcus, like, okay, well, like, forget all the other kids then, right? Like 2 of them are 1 villain's kids. You know, and it's weird. I guess Smee is harmless, so his kids should be 2. So it's like less of a risk.
I guess
if I were to think about it. And then the last one is Celia? Celia or Celicia? Hang on, I wrote it. Celia. Yeah, who's the daughter of Dr. Felicie, who's from the Princess. Yeah, the Princess and the Frog. Interesting choice. Sucks that they couldn't get Keith David to be the actor because he did the voice.
Cool.
Yeah, that would be really great. But the guy they got looks just like the cartoon, so I thought that was good. Basically, they say that, his daughter can come. And I was just like...
She does fortunes.
Yeah. He was dangerous. But I guess on his own he wasn't, because it was like spiritual stuff. So I guess without the spirits, he's not that dangerous. So I guess the villains they picked were the least threatening.
Dangerous, yeah.
Yeah. I guess,
like,
that kind
of
works.
None of them have, like,
magic powers or anything.
You know, like,
yeah.
them bringing over Maleficent's daughter was kind of a miss.
Yeah, let's start really hard.
It's like, yeah, this is bringing one of the strongest kids off the island and is over here. What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah, so then once the kids come over, Mal's on the lookout for Uma because it's like, oh, man, I really don't want her to come and ruin everything because at the end of the second movie, Uma was just in the ocean. She never went back to the Isle of the Lost.
She, in fact, turns to the camera and says, oh, you thought this movie was done?
With her wiggly arms.
No, I'm an octopus.
Yeah, so then Ben's like, hey, little girl, I do all of these deeds. You're so darn pretty. Now I'm getting on my knees. So
wow.
Then he's on.
Wow,
he's on his knees.
Yeah, Junior. He's on Spotify, everybody. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
So he gets down on his knees and he proposes to Mal, right? And then she says, yes, of course. How crazy would the plot be if she said no? Anyway. At the end, she says yes, but no, don't do that. I like what they did. I like what they did.
Yes.
So she says yes, and everyone's ready. And they get, wait. So yeah, that proposal happens, and then they're getting the kids after that.
Yes.
And then while the kids are coming, Hades is like, I was a god!
I was a god once! And tries to keep the gate open as
yes.
They're leaving with the kids.
Yes, and then when Carlos and Jay run up to stop Hades, he shoots a laser at them. I'm like, why does his fire look like lasers? But yeah, but then it turns out that it's actually this ember thing that he has. He never needed it in Hercules, but whatever, we're just breaking rules, right? How come Hades never shoots a single fireball in this movie? His hair goes on fire, but that's it.
That's a good point.
It's lame.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Who does shoot fireballs?
Mal, because she turns into a dragon. Hey. Nicely done, Marcus. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Hey, I'm here all week. Anyways.
Yeah, Mal's like, oh, I feel like all my power just drained out of me. I don't know why she says that, because she seems fine for the rest of the movie.
It's very true.
Yeah.
So, like, Hades hits her with the ember, and it's like, oh, and then she shoots fire at him. He's like, oh, he falls back into the thing. Oh.
And he falls, and then he falls again, and then he falls again, and
oh,
then he
yeah.
falls again.
Really hammy fall.
He, like, rolls. You can tell he's just intentionally rolling. So, Audrey's in this movie.
Audrey's back.
Yes, Sleeping Beauty's daughter. You know who's not back? Lonnie. Lonnie's gone. You know who else isn't back? Maleficent. The lizard Maleficent is gone. Is she dead?
You had one character, you remove another.
Yeah. What happened to all the parents? Anyway, okay. So, Audrey is like, I'm so mad that Ben is choosing Mal over me because it should be me, not her, from the first movie. She looks at the camera. She's like, remember the first movie? Remember that old movie rule? Third movie always calls back to the first? Yeah, that's why I'm here. And the racist grandma comes back, too.
Yeah, racist grandma.
And then,
I'm happy about that.
Yeah. So then Audrey starts breaking into song, and what she does is she sneaks into the museum because the security sucks there.
Security is horrible at this museum.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I understand. There's no villains in Auradon. No one's going to steal anything. I get it. But you guys just got robbed by literally a good kid.
Like, why do they even... Didn't... What's her name steal... Oh, no. They got the wand, and then sleeping... No. Fairy Godmother's daughter used the wand to break the barrier in the first movie, so that's enough evidence that good characters
can do bad things.
Yeah, you'd think they'd have better security. So then what happens is, well, actually, I just wrote a note here. I wish we just saw her use her prowess, like her knowledge, her wisdom, or her skill to sneak in instead of just singing and just magically getting it. It's just like, it's just the security sucks. Like, that's it, period.
Security sucks, and when Audrey sings, she becomes invulnerable and invisible to everybody.
Yeah, and I said, like, maybe that's her power. So, yeah, what happens is we cut back to the... Oh, she steals a crown? Whose crown?
It's the crown. It's, like, the crown for, like, all of Auradon or whatever.
Oh, okay. And why is that in the museum?
No idea.
That's weird. But then Maleficent's scepter is there from the first movie, and she steals it. And it's like, okay, cool, we got our villain. So then we go back to Auradon, and everyone hates Mal for opening the gate and putting everyone's life in danger when Hades was breaking through. And they're like, yeah, this sucks. Like, we should close the barrier forever. It's like, yeah, you're right, but I'm not going to tell anybody. Mal's like, I ain't telling nobody that I want to close the barrier forever. It's like,
Ben objects.
Yes. Ben is like the most, I mean, he's perfect. He's flawless.
He's perfect, but he's consistent.
That sucks, though. He's just flawless. He's just unflawed
dude.
You're
not wrong.
It's boring.
Absolutely not wrong. But there are many times where it's all like, okay, this perfect character is... He's too perfect, so we're just going to change him up.
That's true, because the second movie, they put him in the Isle of the Lost, and he's, like, kind of a loser.
Yeah. But like, he stayed consistently as a good guy.
Yeah, he has hope in everybody.
Yeah.
No one else does in these movies.
Yeah.
So it is kind of refreshing to have that one character.
Exactly.
And he's the king, so it makes sense. So then, everyone... Yeah, okay, so Evie and Mal have a scene where they're dressed like little kids trying to dress like adults.
Oh, yeah.
And then Evie's like, hey, yo, if you close the gate forever, we won't be able to visit our parents. And Mal's like, yeah.
That's a good point. You're
yep. Right. And then Evie leaves, and then Mal goes outside, and Audrey shows up. She teleports, and then it's like, hey, I'm evil now. And then Mal's like, what? Why are you evil? It's like, because I'm evil and I got a scepter and I got a crown. It's like, where'd you get that crown? Where'd you get that scepter? It's like, oh, you want to know? And then she turns her old.
Yes.
Yes.
Yo,
it's so funny because she turns old. She goes to the aisle and it undoes the old, but then she comes back and she's not old again. Yo,
yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Wait, hold up.
But I was just like, well, I guess she has the ember. So then, therefore, she's just negating magic, I guess. But, like, the only thing you can justify with is that the Ember's just like, no, you're not old anymore. But that's...
Oh, wait, no, that's... Yeah, you're right.
That's the only justifiable thing. Because she has the Ember.
She has it.
And then when they leave, like, there's a moment where she goes, ugh. I'm dead serious. It happens.
No, you're right. You're right. As soon as she gets through, no one else does. You're so right. Okay, I was wrong. This movie answers every question that we have.
It does.
It really does. It does a good job.
Really nice.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
So Mal,
except for where Maleficent is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's other questions that just go nowhere. Mal makes no effort to stop Audrey, which is really weird. And the reason they go back to the Isle is because Hades has the Ember, as we mentioned, that can turn her back. Because only evil magic can stop evil magic. It's like magic stops magic. So then Carlos is talking, Dog is there, and he's like, Carlos, you're going to miss your girlfriend's birthday. And then we go to the girlfriend's birthday, Jane's birthday, and she's like, oh my gosh, like, where's Carlos?
Where is Carlos?
Chad's like, I don't know, maybe he doesn't care about you.
Maybe you need a new man.
Yeah.
Like me.
And then
Chad. And then she goes, Chad, selfies. And Chad goes, where?
Yeah. He goes on all fours. He's like, oh.
He honestly climbs up a whole rock just to get to the selfies. Chad. That's another consistent.
I wish they did something with Chad.
Me too.
They could have.
Me too.
Their motorcycles get stolen by the pirates back on the Isle because they drove motorcycles
to the
Isle.
Before we get there, Audrey shows up, puts everybody to sleep at
Jane's party. You're right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
Audrey
Jane,
puts everyone to sleep.
Jane hops into the Enchanted Lake to dodge the smoke.
Yes.
It's cool because before she said Enchanted Lake, I was all like, Jane, Enchanted Lake. And Jane was like, oh, Enchanted Lake, I won't get slipped.
Slipped, yeah.
Yeah. She goes in and she's in the water and then she goes under the water. Even though she really didn't have, she's already in the Enchanted Lake. It's not like anything to affect her. But, I guess it was to dodge Audrey. And then
so Audrey couldn't see her, yeah.
Yeah. Then Audrey is like putting everybody to sleep and Chad's all like, Audrey, please let me be your man slave. Please, I'll do anything.
I'll do anything.
If I'm just your king junior, I get like a nice little dinky crown, please. And then Audrey's all like, all right.
Yeah.
And they leave.
Chad's willing to betray
everyone
for his own ambition.
Yep.
It's really funny.
Chad.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. So like old lady Mal and all of them get on their motorcycles and their motorcycle gear. Because they're all in motorcycle gear in this movie.
Yep. Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Sell merch.
Yeah. And they ride the motorcycles across the water, and yeah, the motorcycles get stolen by the pirates, yeah.
Yes. And then Mal and Celia go to Hades' lair, where they hear Cerberus, right?
Yeah, Cerberus.
Sorry, Cerberus, yeah. Cerberus is that terrible comic that was written by a horribly sexist person. And it's also where we get the trope where a very comedic series becomes a drama. Yeah.
No,
fun fact. Yeah, now you know.
Cool.
Yeah, but Cerberus... it's the funniest thing because you hear Cerberus like barking, and I'm like, yo, wouldn't it be funny if he was a small dog with three heads?
Yeah, yeah.
And then Marcus is like, nah, man, wouldn't it be funny if Cerberus was like,
it was just a
like a tape,
three records playing at the same time, barking to make it sound like a three-headed dog, right? And then, you know, they're going in the cave. They hop onto this, this bike thing. They pedal.
Yeah, they, like, pedal down. Like, so things. Weird.
And this was the point where I was just like, you know, isn't it wild that they just have these kids in these sets? And it's like, all right, act.
Pretend this is real.
Pretend that this is your everyday.
Yeah.
Yikes.
It's pretty okay. Hilarious.
But yeah, then they get to Hades and he's sleeping.
Yep, he's sleeping, and then it turns out that it is actually just a record player playing the Barks. Right after Marcus said that, I'm like, whoa.
I at this point, I was all like, I know this movie.
I know, I've seen this.
I must have seen this before.
So
like
yeah,
a dream.
Yeah, then Hades turns out he's not sleeping. He sees Celia and Mal. He stops Mal from stealing the ember. And then he's like, yeah, so what are you doing here? She's like, you left me as a child. And he's like, no, I didn't. I left your mother. I can't stand that woman. She's horrible. And then she's like, yeah, but I was still there. And then they break into song. And it's like a weird, like,
ragtime.
Yeah, it's like blues, rock, ragtime. It's a weird choice for Hades. Like, come on, Disney, just go metal. Just do metal. It's Hades. Come on. God of the Underworld. Cool. But
it's not like you can't do child-friendly metal.
Yes, that, and also, as I mentioned to Marcus, I'm like, in Hercules, the music was gospel. It was like Broadway and gospel put together in Hercules. So it's like, why not just give Hades a gospel song? That'd be kind of funny to call back to the original.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, after the song's done, he gives her the sacred jewel shard. And he tells her that, hey, it's not going to work for you because you're only half Hades. And she's like, I'll take my chances. And he's like, all right. So then once they leave, we cut to Audrey, who's at Ben's office, and Ben's like taking off his motorcycle jacket.
Oh, yeah.
But why are you wearing it in the first place?
It doesn't make any sense.
When did you put that on? To scout for Mal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't understand why everyone in the school has motorcycle jackets.
This day, on this specific day.
What?
Well, yeah, seriously. So then, Audrey's like, yo, break up with your girlfriend.
Yeah. Audrey literally teleports in and is all like, hey there, Ben, I'm bad now. You know what that means? Break up with your girlfriend. Yeah, because I'm bored. And Ben's like, no.
Yeah, Ben's like, no. It's like, you can't do that. You don't turn bad. It's like, or what? You'll marry me? I don't remember. There was a really funny line.
Something like that.
Yeah. But anyway,
Audrey's all like, yo, you ain't gonna marry me because I'm bad? You're a beast now.
Oh, yeah, that's
everybody
true.
In Orinon, sleep isn't good enough for you. You turn it into stone.
Only some of them, though.
Some of them got sleep.
How'd she learn how to use that scepter?
So well.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of cool that the Sleeping Beauty's daughter is the one holding Maleficent's scepter, considering Maleficent's history with that family. Yeah, it is. We cut back to the aisle. Harry Hook, Uma, Bulk, or Skull. What is his name?
Gil.
Yeah. I literally type Bulk or Skull because I'm like, he is just Bulk and Skull from Power Rangers. That's all he is. And they get through while the team tries to leave.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, we got through the barrier. Well, really, it's just Harry Hook and Gil.
Yeah.
And then it's like, hey, we got out. It's like, oh, no, this sucks. We got to open it and close them back in. It's like, no. And then Mal drops the ember. It's like, don't get it wet. Yeah. If you get it wet, it won't work. And then it's like, okay. And she drops it, but then Uma catches it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, ha-ha, I was in the water all along.
Wagwan, my youths. I was swimming in the ocean for days, no man. Now I got your ember. What you gonna do?
Yeah, and then she like teleports behind them in her human form.
Yes.
And then it's like, yeah, I'm alive. And it's like, oh. It's like, Uma, you left us alone. It's like, yo, the world outside is really cool. There's these hairy things called coconuts. They're amazing, right? And it's like, no way. It's like, yeah, I just had this whole adventure. That's the spinoff, gang. Look up my new Uma adventure. They would totally do that, too. Give a spinoff for Uma.
Like a side story or something.
Yeah. And then basically what happens is Uma's like, yeah, look, I'll help you stop Audrey, but I'm keeping this ember. It's like, okay. And then they go to the castle. They storm the castle, and they're like, we got to find Ben. See scratches all over the wall and stuff like that. It's like, oh, this can't be good. And then probably my favorite scene in the movie.
Armory room or whatever.
And
pretty great.
Yeah, and Audrey, like, enchants the armor in the room.
Yeah,
and then
remotely.
Yep.
Cool.
and then makes them all fight, and then they break into song, and, like, the song is pretty cool at first, because it's like, oh, Uma and Mal are singing together for the first time, instead of against each other. It's like, yeah, and then they're fighting and stuff, and then it, like, goes, like, full Michael Jackson, like, they go off, and, like, they start dancing, and Mal, like, undoes the spell, so they copy her moves, and it's the funniest thing.
It's the best scene in the movie.
Yeah, so then they stop the armors, and then they keep climbing up, and I said to Marcus, I'm like, it's funny, because, like, this is basically, like, the female plot of this movie is the raid. They're just trying to get to the top. They end up going somewhere else, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Evie sees Doug sleeping after Uma suggests, hey, okay, you go there, we'll go here, blah, 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 right? And then Evie sees Doug, and then it's like, oh, this sucks, he's asleep. And then Uma's like, and he's your boyfriend? It's like, yeah. It's like, and then you can wake him up. It's like, what do you mean? It's like, true love's kiss. It works every time. And then she's like, well, we haven't really used the L word yet. And it's like, it's pretty funny. Marcus is like, so? Like, just do it. Yeah. And then she's like really nervous about it, so she breaks into song about it. And it's funny, because, like, you know, in any other situation, yeah, this is dumb, but, like, she's nervous.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of funny. She's got to sing her way into it.
Her solo is to get over her nerves.
To kiss a dude.
I love Evie, right?
Yeah. She's my favorite.
Me too.
She does. There's no character growth for her, Jay, or Carlos in this movie at all. But it is funny. They do a cool scene. They give her stuff.
Yeah.
They give her stuff to do. I can't say the same about Jay. So then Evie. Yeah, she, while she's dancing around and stuff, Doug's kind of moving, like, the actor.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, Marcus, wouldn't it be funny if he wasn't sleeping? He just wants that kiss.
Yo, this is how I'm gonna get my kiss.
Yes. This is how it is. So, yeah, then she kisses him and he wakes up. And we just go to the next scene.
Hold on. She kisses him and he wakes up. And so he turns away kind of mad that he tries to go back to sleep.
Yeah, get another kiss.
And I'm like, Doug.
Yeah, like
sneaky dog, you. Oh boy.
So what happens, right? The boys are out doing their own adventure, and they see Ben, and he's a beast.
Oh yeah, they're looking for Ben because the dog can find him.
The talking dog's in this movie. He's there. He's a beast, and it's like, oh, he's got a splinter. How did he get the splinter? Who cares? And Carlos walks up to him. It's like, I can talk to dogs, because remember the first movie, I spoke to dogs, kind of, or yes, no, maybe so.
Yeah, sort of.
And then he pulls the thing out of the splinter out of his hand, and it's like, oh, Ben, you feel better now? He's like, and then he's like,
that's a good one.
So then Ben is there, and then Jane shows up with a water hose that leads to the Enchanted Lake somehow.
And she
sprays him down, and it's like,
sure.
Oh yeah, but then he has facial hair and teeth still.
Yeah.
And then
before that, me and Junior made a joke how it wouldn't be funny if when Ben turns into a beast, it's just the mustache.
It's just a mustache. Earlier we said that,
way earlier than this scene.
Yeah.
But then, you know, Ben shows up, he's full beast. He's like, oh, cool, cool, cool. And then he goes to, like, his, like, half beast where he's got the facial hair.
I was like,
oh my gosh, we were right.
About his facial hair.
We haven't been wrong about any, like, random take.
Nope. So then they all meet up, and then they split up again for some reason. And then stuff happens, and then they meet up again, and then Mal's like, hey, guys, I lied about everything. I forgot what they did. It was a lot of Audrey yelling into the camera and abusing Chad.
Yeah.
Nothing important.
Okay. So they meet, they go back to the fashion studio.
Yeah.
Evie's fashion studio, and it's like, oh, yeah, guys, well, we're all together. Cool, cool, cool. I love your facial hair. Can you get used to this? Teeth? Nah, not really. And then Audrey tries to lock them all into the house. And then Mal and
Uma use their magic together.
And then they're like, oh, look at that. Teamwork, baby. Yeah. And then they're like, yo, Ben, where Audrey at, dog? It's Fairy Godmother's house. So they go to Fairy Godmother's house.
Mm-hmm.
They save Chad from the closet.
Yeah.
Because he was trapped in the closet.
Trapped in the closet!
Yeah, and he runs out, doesn't help him at all. He's all like, freedom! Dips. Just dips, right? So then everyone's all together, and it's all like, oh, Audrey's not here. We gotta go find her, right? And they're leaving. And then Mal, dummy, decides to tell them.
Yeah. He just tells them the truth. It's like, Mal, tell them after they've helped you save the day.
Save the town before you expose yourself.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, I lied. I'm not actually going to open the thing. Because that was the agreement they made earlier with Uma, that it's like, yeah, you can work with me and I'll open the gate for everybody. And Uma's like, cool. That's why they teamed up. Yeah, and it's like, yeah, I lied. It's like, yeah, what?
What of it?
It's like, yeah, you're still going to help me though, right? It's like, no. The only reason I was helping you was so you could do that. What a dumb... Like, that's just dumb.
Yeah, so Uma and Hookman.
Yeah, Harry Hook.
Yeah, and Gil, right?
Yep.
They cut.
Yeah.
No, Gil's already gone.
Gil's with the others, yeah.
Gil's with Jane.
Yes, Uma says we gotta find Gil before we leave. That's why they're still there.
So Uma and Hook, they cut. They're all like, yo, we ain't gonna... Nah, bro, ain't nothing in this for us. So they cut. Guys, we gotta... And the guys, the Jay, Carlos, and Evie are just all like,
so you're just gonna close off the barrier forever? You no parents?
Like, yeah,
we're just gonna.
Evie's like, you lied to me. You lied to Carlos. You lied to Jay. You lied to Audrey. You lied to Jane.
You lied to dog.
You lied to fairy godmother. You lied to Ben, his mom, his dad, and everybody. A liar.
Yeah, basically that's what happened.
And then she's all like, no, guys, I'm so sorry. Like, just please help me. And then they're all like, yeah, all right. And then Carlos goes down to pet the dog, and then they all get turned to stone.
It's so funny, too, because it's like, oh, well, if we're not going to work together, we're just going to leave. It's like, you're not relevant to the plot anymore. Bibbidi-bobbidi, poof, you're a stone. It's like, are you kidding me?
Y'all going to leave Mal, the main character? I don't think so.
Yep. So then... that's when Mal has a song, and she sings the song, and she sings for a bit, and then she, like, goes up to Uma, and it's like, please help me, and Uma's like, no, I already told you no.
Are you gonna let the barrier down?
It's like, no. It's like, well, then. Okay, what did you think was gonna, what, you think you just changed my mind just like that? You think I'm that dumb?
Yeah.
And then she leaves, and then Mal keeps singing, and then we have flashbacks to the first movie, and the second movie, and the third movie that we're currently watching.
Literally, it's a flashback from 10 minutes ago of everyone getting turned to stone.
It's like, are you kidding me? Why does Descendants do this? It's so weird. Like, in the second movie, it made sense because it was just the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the beginning of the second movie.
It was friendship. It's like, oh, look at Evie and Mal. They're friends.
Yeah, it made sense with the flashback.
This one, it's like, literally everything that has happened... including what is happening.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Always throws me off.
Same. So then, Audrey is like, hey, I'm up here with Celia.
Yeah.
Remember her? Yeah, she's here.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I'm going to kill her. And then Mal's like...
I'm going to kill her. Oh, you better
stop me. By the way, Celia threw the stone into water.
So that
the ember wouldn't work. She did that because she was mad that Mal lied. That's important.
That is important.
Yeah.
I forgot about
so
that.
Mal can't use the ember. So then she turns into a dragon and tries to use the ember and it doesn't work.
Yeah, she like blows fire on it to like charge it.
Yeah, but it doesn't work. So then Audrey and Mal are fighting. Mal's a dragon again, which is awesome. This is her second dragon time. And then Uma's there and she's like, yo, work with me, man. I got this oyster magic shell thing that I used earlier in the movie. It's like, it can cure the ember of its wetness.
Actually, Uma sees that Celia's in danger.
And that's why she helps. You're right.
It's not because Mal's a dragon and it's like doing a big old fight. It's literally because there's a little girl in danger. Uma's a nice character.
Yeah, she is. She's good. She looks out for her own.
Yeah.
So she's like, look, I'll help you with this ember thing. So then she like, fixes the ember somehow?
Yeah,
like,
it's
why?
Like her amulet, like their deep sea amulet, is able to like suck out the water that jammed the crystal. I don't know.
I feel like if they were going to make a fourth movie, you could do something with these stones. You have like the Hades stone and you have the Ursula stone.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, they do stuff.
I guess the staff is the Maleficent stone.
I guess so. Yo, yeah. It's the Infinity Stones,
yeah,
bro.
There are literally Infinity Stones.
They are, though. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, so what happens is, she fixes the ember, and then Mal shoots a laser out of it.
Yeah.
And then Audrey shoots a laser out of hers, and it's like Kamehameha.
It's literally Kamehameha clashing with Galaga. Like,
yeah.
This is an episode of Dragon Ball Z live action.
For real. And then obviously the blue one wins because it's yeah, Dragon Ball. And then Mal wins and puts Audrey to sleep, and then it's like, oh no, Audrey's asleep. I thought she was dead.
Yeah, she's like in a coma.
Yeah, she's asleep. It's like, oh man, we put another Sleeping Beauty to sleep. Mm-hmm. Man, this sucks. And then Mal's like, there's only one person who can take her out of sleep, and I'm like, Maleficent? Because she hasn't been in the movie at all. She's a lizard right now. What's happening? It's like Hades. I'm like, yeah, okay. They couldn't get the actress back, could they? Funny if they had the little lizard just walk across her or something. Yeah, the lizard starts shuffling with the staff.
Audrey wakes up. Wipes the lizard off.
Lizard Maleficent passes out. Like, it's got tongue out and everything. they invite Hades in handcuffs and everything. And it's like, yo, can you do this? And then he's like, yeah, I can. So you got to uncuff me, though. And then they uncuff him. He waves his hands a bit. And Audrey wakes up. And it's like, guys, I'm so sorry I was evil for a quick sec. Like, please forgive me. It's like, yeah, that was weird, wasn't it? It was like a couple hours ago, but like, whatever, bro. Like, it's cool. And Mal, so Hades gets handcuffed again. It's like, this sucks. It's like, yeah, thanks for helping us, Dad. It's like, you're sending me back to the Isle of the Lost. Like, yeah. It's like, all right, here, take the stone. And then she kisses his cheek and then she takes the stone. And then, they're all at the ending party where all it's like, yeah, they're married, they're king and queen, this is great. It's like, give us a speech, Your Majesty. And then it's like, okay,
give us a speech, Your Highness.
And then
those are the guys just being really stupid. No, that's what they sound like.
It is what they sound like. So yes, what happens is she's like, guys, we can't live in fear forever, okay? We gotta open that gate. It's like, all right. And Ben's like, yeah, we gotta. And then Beast's like, guys, this is a terrible idea. Maleficent, Maleficent, Jafar, Evil Queen, Dr. Felicia. There's a whole bunch of evil people there. Why are we just opening the gate? And like, it's like, it's not your choice, Dad.
Legitimate villains live on the Isle of the Lost. Like, legitimate
murderers
live on the Isle of the Lost.
Like, it's not your choice.
Yeah, we're just gonna take down this veil and let people cross.
Yeah, it's not your choice, Dad.
Yeah, Dad. You're not the king anymore, idiot!
You don't understand.
You'll never understand me, Dad!
Yeah, and then, Mal opens the gate with the wand again, and then there's, like, a magic bridge that, you know, keeps everyone together, and then Uma's like, hey, yo, I'm singing from here. And then Mal's like, and I'm singing from here. And it's like, yeah, we're singing from there.
Yeah, you're singing over there. I'm here.
You're there.
That's literally the song.
And then they start crossing the bridge.
So that they can be together.
Yeah, that's how it works. Now we're here together forever and forever. Now we're here. And then they have a whole closing number with a giant green screen where they're on a bridge and like a million people are dancing on a bridge where they could easily fall off. But yeah, whatever. Yep. So then, yeah, movie ends with
they do a soul train.
Yeah, they do.
They do a soul train for the ending.
And then the main characters all stand together and they're like, yeah, this was quite an adventure. It's like, yeah,
they might as well.
You know, at the end of the day, it's kind of like we were all some sort of Descendants 3. It's like, there's four of us. You're right. Let's run into the fourth movie. That's definitely going to happen. Last one there is Rotten Apple, rotten to the core. Bobbity boobity babbity babbity. Everybody got something to say except me. And then they all run, and it's slow motion, and then it stops. And then it's like, oh, I'm here, you're there, you know it. Now here, you're there. We gotta make that an actual song. Like the fake Descendants. Do like a whole music number.
I'm here, you're there.
Do some step up and everything. Like, do those weird bridges that all the songs have, just in the middle.
I want a Gabriella Troy yell.
Mark, can you, like, rip your shirt open? Wind is blowing, rain's hurricaning. We have to, we gotta make, like, a parody track to, like, Descendants and call it, like, Descendants Forever or something like that.
Sure.
Something crazy like that.
I love it.
Yeah, man.
I love it.
You're there. You know it.
man. But yeah, a movie ends. It says, like, in loving memory of Cameron Boyce.
That's Descendants 3.
That's Descendants 3. They do have room to make a fourth movie, but Marcus said it best. What'd you say?
I can't remember.
Trilogy.
Oh, yeah. It's always nice to have a trilogy wrap up, you know, with, like, three movies rather than extending it with, like a
fourology. I don't even know what they're called after that.
Quadrilogy.
Yeah, quadrilogy. I'm not a fan of those. I hated Halo 4. I hate Halo 5.
Yeah, because those are all postscript games. That's why. Because, like, you could tell they ended with three, and then it's like, oh, I guess,
Bro, all the taglines for that game are, finish the fight. And in Descendants 3, it feels like they finished the fight.
Yeah, they finished an arc. See, now, and like I said, you could...
100%.
There is room for stuff, because literally what we were saying is there are other... That, but also, there's other villains on the aisle. You're telling me none of them are going to be evil?
And we just let the game
open? Just let them... Yeah, you could see the consequences to that in a fourth movie. We could.
You know?
There's room. What I'll say... So, here's, like, our big closing things. Characters. Let's talk the characters.
Yes,
okay? The four main characters.
The four mains.
But really, the one main character. Yeah, it's Mal. You know, she seems a lot less like a brat come the third movie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
you know?
She's much older. It feels like she's much older. She's still 16, but she's much older.
Yo, hang on. Did all three of these movies take place in, like, 1 year?
It seems like it, because she's, as I said, it's been 16 years since,
Yeah, her and Hades. Wow.
And Hades left when she was born, so she's either 16 or 17.
Wow.
So
this whole trilogy is just a year.
It's quick.
Yeah.
And it feels like it. I feel like you could watch Descendants 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, all in one go. That's true.
One shot.
And that's very true.
It's made pretty well like that.
It is.
But yeah, Mal, she's less of a brat. Her hair is different. It goes blue at some point in time for the
because
movie.
She uses the ember. It's like, oh, I'm Hades now.
Yeah,
I got blue,
like,
hair.
Okay, sure.
And Evie's like, I see you've copied my hair.
Yeah, I thought I was the blue one. But
it's like, oh, you got to take everything,
okay,
now.
Okay,
huh?
Mal, take whatever.
You take the spotlight.
Oh,
take my hair.
Character.
Here's Doug. Take him, too.
Yeah, take Doug. I don't like him anyways. I didn't even know if I loved him. But yeah, Mal's great. Well, I don't know if she's great, but she's all right in this movie.
Mal's all right.
I can't even hate her.
Yeah, Evie's still my favorite, even though... I mean, the thing is, at least with Evie, unlike Jay and Carlos, Evie had a plot in the first movie. In the second movie, it's like, you know, she's accepted her fate. She's happy where she is, but Mal isn't.
Yeah.
And she's encouraging Mal to chase what she believes in. She's the supportive friend, right? But you understand we've reached the end of her story by the second movie.
Yeah, no,
so the,
like,
third movie, it's like there's nothing you can do without going backwards. So
yeah.
The only hurdle she overcomes is kissing Doug. That's it. But the one thing I think is weird, there's a line where Uma says, like, basically that Evie's dumb. Right. And it's like, you know, go back to the first movie. She memorized all those equations in the math class or science class or whatever. Right.
It was math, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just funny to me that she never kind of stopped that. Like, I kind of wish she wasn't dumb.
Yeah. Is she dumb, though? I don't think she's dumb.
She's not dumb. But, like, they treat it like she is.
Yeah. Thing, and it's weird.
It is weird.
They've been doing that since the first movie, and it never made sense.
It
to
never,
me.
Yeah, it doesn't really fit her character
because,
to me.
Like, she, like, in the first movie, she's cheating on the test, and then she learns how to actually do it, and then they never really call back to it in the second movie. But she's never made out to be stupid.
Yeah,
like, there's no point where it's all like, duh, like, Doug, help me. Like, no, she's very,
yeah. You know, of all of them, she seems like the most heroic too, because she cares about people and, like, their relationships and stuff. She even says to Uma and, like, all the bad guys and the good guys, like, say something nice about each other. It's
she's trying to do, like, character building exercise.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't talk about the character building exercise with Jay and Gil in the woods when they're eating the berries, and they have that really...
They're gay.
Yeah. Yeah, their little gay moment.
That's it.
Yeah.
They, like, chest bump at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2019,
baby.
Still couldn't do it, Disney, huh? Still couldn't do it, huh? What you afraid of? Anyway, but yeah, Carlos and Jay, it's so funny that at this point we have to refer to them as one character, because you know what I mean? It's like Bill and Ted. Like, they're just kind of there along for the ride, which sucks after the second movie where they had that whole scene. Stop leaving us out.
Talk to us.
Yeah, stop leaving us out. We're sick and tired of being, like, playing second fiddle to you girls.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, but I did say to Marcus, I will commend this movie because in many Disney movies, the girls are the ones who get nothing to do in the movies. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of funny that Descendants is doing the opposite.
Yeah.
The guys get nothing to do.
And the girls do.
The whole plot is it's really just them.
Yeah.
Like even Uma, she does way more than Harry Hook and Gil.
Uma might as well be the second character of this
movie. For real.
Like Evie's kind of just like.
Evie's just a supportive best friend.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, Uma really is the second main character of this. And she actually gets more to do.
I really like her.
I do too. My one regret is that Uma's not in the first one. It would have been cool if, even if it was just a brief thing, you know, way of doing world building or foreshadowing.
Because they've said on the Isle of the Lost that Uma and Mal
had a rivalry, yeah.
They had like something going on, so it would have been nice if like when Mal left, Uma was like left behind. Like just a quick
scene. A little teaser or something, yeah. Right? Something.
But I guess they probably didn't plan out.
They didn't. Yeah, there's no way.
Next week, Descendants 2 or 3. So.
Yeah, but this was a good movie. Like overall, it starts really strong and then it kind of loses itself about halfway through. Like we said after the armor scene, but it wasn't bad though.
No. I enjoyed it. It's fun. The characters are fun. Like there's not a character in this movie that I don't really like.
That's true too.
Like I like everybody.
Yeah.
No
one feels like they're acting out of character. That's the other thing.
And like, nobody's forced in here.
We're not getting a Sharpay as a villain again.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Yeah, right? Like everybody makes sense.
Yeah.
In doing what they're doing. Like Audrey makes sense as a villain because she literally.
That's true.
Mal came through in the first movie.
Yeah.
Spelled her boyfriend, put him under a spell, and then the man actually fell in love with her.
Yep.
And then it's just like, yeah, Audrey,
you dumped.
Yeah. Yeah, nah.
Yeah.
I'd be mad too. I'd be mad too.
Oh, it makes sense. Yeah, but they did a really good job with the trilogy. I think like overall I'd say, yeah, this is promising. And if they made a fourth one, I'd go and see it. If they made a fourth High School Musical, I would not see that.
Oh, ew.
I have no reason to see a fourth.
Well, you wanna watch Jimmy Tierra Gold and Black Guy?
Oh gosh.
In a movie?
Black kid.
No.
Anyone who rushes to see the Descendants 3 one is not gonna get all the High School Musical.
Oh yeah, no,
you're like, what the heck?
I love this.
You technically have to watch that one first, but it's okay, guys. Watch whatever you want. But yeah, that's all I really have to say about the movie. I honestly want Descendants 4.
Mm.
I'll be real with you. This is a world you could do a lot with. It's like when I hear people say they make fan fictions of this, it's like I can see why.
100%.
Yeah.
There's a lot of world building going on.
Yeah. Yo. Again, though, where's Lonnie? And it sucks that Cameron Boyce passed away shortly after 100%. This movie.
Very sad.
And they pay tribute to him at the end. But if you were going to make a fourth movie, right, I actually said to Marcus, it's like, make Lonnie part of the team,
mm-hmm.
right? Or you could make Uma part of the team. But I kind of like Uma with her crew, you know, like their thing and like they team up. Yeah. But add a pre-existing character. Don't just shoehorn in someone we haven't already met.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that'd just be too cheap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, Lonnie's a good fit. I'd like to see Chad more.
Yeah, get Chad to do something.
I'd love to see more Chad. Chad is great. Like, really great. Like, I love his character,
yeah,
but
he's pretty
don't
funny.
Use him.
They don't do
and
it much with him.
That's the only thing.
Just wants a 3D printer in the second movie.
Yeah, just let me use your 3D printer.
I need to make an action figure. It's really important.
Like, there's a point in the second movie where he gets a text from Audrey, and she's, like, stuck in the woods or whatever.
Yeah.
And he runs to go and save her, but they never talk about
how we never find out how that ended.
Yeah, at all. But, I like Descendants 3. I can't say I don't like this movie.
Yeah.
It's not the best Descendants movie, but none of the Descendants movies are bad, so.
That's the truth, right there.
Yeah.
That's the truth. None of them are bad.
None of them are bad.
The first one's kind of underwhelming. Mm-hmm. This one starts good, and then, second one's really good.
Yeah.
Like, the second one is pretty good.
I can't say any of them are bad.
Yeah.
The Descendants movies were great.
Yeah.
And I really like that. Kenny Ortega made a really good trilogy, like a strong trilogy.
Yeah.
Because, like, when I was a kid growing up, you know, I got High School Musical 1. I was like, oh, great. High School Musical 2. I was like, oh, okay. And I got High School Musical 3, which was depressing. But now, kids get to grow up with Descendants 1, good movie.
Yeah.
Descendants 2, great movie. Descendants 3, good movie.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is true.
So
they actually get a promising trilogy with room to go somewhere that would be interesting. Unlike High School Musical, where if they continued, like you said, are we going to see Rocket Man?
Yeah,
right.
Rocket Man and Black Kid. The movie. Like, that's why, like, High School Musical went with the High School Musical, the musical, the series, right?
Yeah. Like, the meta series.
Yeah. It's actually good.
I've heard.
But, yeah, man, Descendants 3 was fun. Yeah. I enjoyed this movie.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad we saw it.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's our podcast. You don't pay money to listen, so you donate now to 1-888-
That follow button, that like button. I don't know what app you're on. All of them.
Yeah, follow us.
Hit the follow button. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button.
Wait, dude. This means we don't have to take requests anymore. We can talk about anything we want.
Junior Marcus.
Season 2.
We're free!
We're free!
Good?
Yeah.